Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Access Astrology. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by Mark. Mark, are you there? Hello, Mark. Mark is here. We'll get him back on. And Anne Ortley seems to be out for the evening. She may join us shortly. And tonight, the sun is in Taurus. The moon is in Aries, and I think that's kind of getting people moving and thinking about where they want to go next and getting a little restless. Mercury and Venus are both in Gemini at the moment, and it's important that we get our work done now this week and next week with Mercury and Gemini, our mental work, sketching out the big picture. Mercury then goes into Cancer in about 2 weeks, and after that, it will start retrograding halfway through Cancer and come back to early Cancer and sort of slowing things down for the month of June and the beginning of July. So if we can take this time now to get our mental ducks in a row, get our words in place, sketch out our ideas, that retrograde time will be better. And Mark, are you on the line now?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes,
hello?
I can. How lovely. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Good.
Good. And
I'm
Mark
all the way from New York City.
And how is it in New York City these days? I know the Gemini buzz usually really buzzes in New York, but you're holding so still.
Yeah, but there's a Gemini bug getting into people. They're restless. The natives are restless. They've been shut away for too long. So people are moving around a little more. But it's still quiet.
Yeah, we've got a new moon in Gemini coming this weekend. So I saw that new moon in Gemini. The sun will be in Gemini. The moon will be in Gemini. Mercury and Venus will be Gemini. And I have a feeling that social distancing will be challenged. I'm hoping that people can hold in there a bit and remember, you know, Gemini also rules breathing and lungs, to take care of those and prioritize those above the social buzz. So what mood are you seeing now with, we're really heading into the heart of retrograde season. We've got Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus all retrograde. What are you noticing about that?
I'm noticing that people are not resisting it too much. I guess they've gotten used to the idea of introspection, looking more inward, and, you know, because we're mostly oriented inward physically, so we're more willing mentally to develop inward vision.
Yes. And I do think that it helps that Mars is now in Pisces, in that it's slowing down, that it takes some of the edge off the buzz. It makes people as nervous or thoughtful. Or I'm connected to a coronavirus support group on Facebook, people who survived coronavirus. And how many people just feel how long it's been taking to get themselves back on track and feeling better. And how invalidated they have felt by the people minimizing corona and minimizing, you know, the effect of it and the fact that people saying that it's overreported, et cetera. You know, it's just so hard for people to figure out what's going on. And Mercury is heading into a square with Neptune this week, so that sense of unreality, whose truth is real, what's a conspiracy theory, what, you know, is an important form of investigation. Our government can't figure that out. They've just, you know, fired the inspector general. And it's been hard for people, you know, that are normally kind of rational and reasonable people are suspicious and curious or credulous, all, you know, one or the other. It's just kind of hard for people to focus and center down and look for solid facts.
Yep. And you're right, that Mercury square Neptune is going to be more of that, a feeling of feeling of not knowing for sure what to believe.
Great for writing fiction. Just remember that anything you hear might also be fiction.
Yes.
You know. And what do you have any thoughts or advice or what you've noticed that your clients are going through and a feeling of advice for people handling these present transits?
Yeah, basically, overall, I'm recommending looking inward and seeing how you can come out of this whole period into a different place. Don't try to come out to where you were.
Right. I think it's very important. And
there's really good energy to do that, you know. There are different doors and windows opening for us to see things differently and then to step into different worlds.
Arundhati Roy, who an Indian author, wrote, historically, pandemics have forced humans to break with the past and imagine their world anew. This one is no different. It's a portal, a gateway between one world and the next. We can choose to walk through it, dragging our carcasses of prejudice and hatred, our avarice, our data banks and dead ideas, our dead rivers and smoky skies behind us. Or we can walk through lightly, with little baggage, ready to imagine another world and ready to fight for it.
Yep.
That seems to fit exactly with what you were just saying.
Yeah, I like that.
And so today...
This will be with us for a while.
Yeah.
Especially with Pluto and with Saturn. So...
Yeah, it's a year of remaking, facing the worst and remaking. And tomorrow, four times a month, I'm noticing when the moon squares, tomorrow the moon's in Aries, that is tonight, tomorrow it squares Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn. And every 7 weeks it's going to conjunct, square, or oppose that lineup in Capricorn. And there's often, more information or a step forward or a new revelation. It's just like, what's the work we have to do? It doesn't mean that it's always terrible, but it's a weekly check-in on, are we doing the work of this time for us?
Right.
So that's tomorrow.
Okay.
And
that's the job.
That's the job. To do that work. And I spoke to a client today who was who's stuck in Morocco, was there for a 5-day visit when the borders closed down and quarantine, and they can't get out. It's been some months. They're waiting for a room on a plane home and are stuck. So they are collecting stories and doing good things, but, it's interesting the journey that we've been going on. It's not necessarily the journey we thought we were going on this spring.
Right.
And the more we can say, well, I saw them going, well, I can't do that, so what can I do? I can't go home, but I can collect stories, and that feels like a very important attitude at this approach.
Yeah, I like that.
So we've got a couple of people on the line. Let's give them a shot.
Sure.
Hello, area code 613-419. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Debbie. Hello. How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
Yes.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Heather. You sound much better, Heather. Happy to hear that.
Thank you. I am better. I'm not all perfect, but I'm definitely better. And so we've got a lot of people on the line tonight. How can we help you?
Okay. Really quick, I'm supposed to go into the hospital next month for my yearly brain check. I do not want to go. I am not going to be one of those
people
who are going to be heading out.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, hon?
So you had an aneurysm
one of those...
last year. For the audience that doesn't, that's there. Yeah.
Yes, yes, for
you're
a
not...
brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get it checked mm-hmm. every year to make sure none are growing back.
Mm-hmm.
I am not one of those people who are going to be running out. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to isolate, do the right thing. That's what I feel is the right
mm-hmm.
thing to do. I do not want to go into a hospital. I think you know
mm-hmm.
why.
Yep.
So my question to you guys, how do you see my health? Like
well,
overall,
you know, there seems to be some improvement on your health, actually. Though Saturn is...
Do you need my birth
ahead?
Stuff again?
Mark?
Heather.
Yeah.
Oh, your birth date?
Yeah.
June 29th, 1959, at 11:10 p.m. in Queens, New York.
You
right?
got it. Yes.
Okay.
29th of what?
June 29th, 1959.
Okay.
11:10 p.m. in Queens.
Good. Okay. Now everybody's on the same page.
Mm-hmm. And Saturn is squaring your moon at the moment. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you may feel that's why it's easier for you to behave than most people. Saturn saying
mm-hmm.
behave. But it's also making, you know, we often feel older when we're in a Saturn transit and feel younger afterwards. So Jupiter's
you know,
just
I've
entered
been feeling
your house.
That.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
so interesting that you said that. I had been mm-hmm. thinking to myself, oh, my God, I'm 60 years old. What do I have, maybe
mm-hmm.
10 years left? And then I look in the mirror, which is scary, and I'm like, oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I'm getting older. It's so interesting you said that. Okay, go
and
ahead.
You might find, because I'm 5 years older than you, that you will feel younger after this. That this is, that, you know, once you make that existential shift, like, yes, I am at a different age group, but what, I am a young old person. I'm not an old young person. I'm a young old person. So how can I be young and in my prime and use this couple of decades ahead well? And that kind of once that identity shift kicks in, and I think you'll feel that on and off through this winter, because Saturn's going to back off your moon, then it's going to come back and square your moon, but so will Jupiter in December, and then I think you'll feel better. Now, they may postpone your brain scan, but it might be good to do it while things are relatively quiet before the next wave of corona hits. So I think that, you know, it would probably be good to go ahead and just get it done.
Are you sensing
Mark,
that I'm in
what are you
danger
seeing?
There?
No, I'm not.
I mean, like, in my brain.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
No,
but
a,
I know that... That I'm not the one, I'm not making the decision on that. So your body's gut may have other ideas, but I don't see that. Mark, what do you see?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think just proceed with this opportunity. Look at it as an opportunity to clear it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I saw, happened to watch Mario Cuomo get tested. Right? And
mm-hmm.
the technician put a Q-tip up his nose, just like anyone else. And he said afterward, he said, you know, it's certainly doable. And the thing is, there's a great sense of relief when you find out you're negative.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what this is for you, Debbie. It's a chance to just do the test, find out you're negative, and go on with things.
No. Yeah. This test is for my brain aneurysm.
Right.
But don't you think you're going to feel more relaxed when you know that it's clean?
Yeah, but scared
I think,
because I don't want the virus.
You know, you've got some, you know, I don't see that happening. You know, at the moment, there's a lull in, you know, it just feels like that catch this wave. before you go into the next one. Next year, there's some more Saturn transits in your chart, and we want you to kind of be in good shape for those. So I think it'd be good to keep an eye on it and have them following your brain carefully. But not, I wouldn't be too worried about it, either your brain or your health. But I wouldn't take any chances.
Bad transits coming up with Saturn.
Not bad transits, dear.
No.
Nothing you haven't been through twice before. Okay? So it's just that we're saying that we want to use, that we want
to
keep it best eye possible. Mm-hmm.
If I could just ask this one question, if you, I don't know if you're allowed to answer it. When is this pandemic ending?
I don't think it's a matter of allowing. There's a lot of theories. I don't see it going away until at least next spring. How about you, Mark?
Something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Comes and goes
but
in waves.
The thing is,
but,
you know
yeah.
what it is. So, you know, that helps you deal with it.
So the Pluto-Saturn conjunction...
and the Pluto Jupiter conjunction.
Pluto Jupiter. Mm-hmm.
What caused the pandemic astrologically? You know what I'm saying. That's going to be around till the spring.
It's this Pluto Saturn conjunction that was really the indicator of the where it really began. You know, we knew there was going to be some attack. We didn't know what size or where or how. And it's a real opportunity, you know, that's moving on. Then Jupiter-Pluto conjunct, which means lots, it could be, one is, you know, freedom fighters and all other kind of things, but it also means lots of death. And we're getting lots of Pluto now, three times between now and November. Then Jupiter and Saturn conjunct in December. And, you know, whenever we have a challenge like this, you know, Pluto and Saturn opposed on 9/11, it's our opportunity to come together and heal, but we haven't taken it yet. So we haven't really learned what we need to learn, which is why so many other countries are dropping in their, you know, virus attempts, and America has the highest rate in the world at the moment. Now, you know, you know, some people might say it's because we've tested enough to know what we've got and others haven't, but I think it's more that we are the crossroads of the world and we did nothing to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's still a chance when we get it together to work together to solve the problem, whatever that looks like, and it can be an opportunity for growth in this country. So we're going to have to go on to the next client. Is there anybody, we wish you good luck on that, dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. And the both of you stay safe. And thank you.
You too, dear.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, Debbie.
Bye.
Hello, 480 area code. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sure.
June 24, 1959, Neptune City, New Jersey.
Okay.
10:20 a.m.
in Neptune. We astrologers love that. Neptune. And what's your question today?
My question is there a safe time? Do you see a safe time for me to drive from Phoenix, Arizona to Colorado Springs, Colorado? Like in June, July, August, do you see a safe or safer time than other times? I'm just having intuition that I'm supposed to be there all summer. But my intuition is saying just stay quarantined, which I've been doing for the last 2 months.
And again, that's qualified. You know, it's really hard to say, sure, go, considering that, you know, the whole world is dealing with this major problem.
Right.
But I think you will sense that there is a break in before Mercury turns retrograde, that as there's a little lull in the action, that you can make it smoothly and move easily as you can. That your chart doesn't look like it's terribly under attack at the moment. So that looks good. You know, Jupiter turns direct in June 22nd, right after the summer solstice. You know, it turns retrograde then. It turns direct July 13th. So I would go before, say, June 15th or after July 13th.
Okay.
And after July 13th.
Okay.
Are you quarantining yourself?
Yes. Very much. Okay. 100%.
Are you going to a situation that is also quarantining themselves? Are you going from one place that's relatively clean to another place that's relatively clean?
Yes.
Okay. So you just need to be careful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other comments, Mark?
We're steering you toward the same sort of summer window that we said to Debbie, and your birth dates are very close.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
1959, June, right?
Yep.
Yes.
3-5 days apart.
Yep.
Close in space, too, Brooklyn and Neptune City.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same part of the world.
So, you know, and both of you are choosing, you know, wondering when to take a chance this summer. And there are some, that I can't say that it's perfectly safe for any moments, but those are the safer dates. And if you feel you need to do it, those are the times to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. Yeah, because just intuitively, I should be there now, but intuitively my gut just says, don't move.
Don't move yet. Keep an eye on how to go and take care of yourself while you're traveling. You know the routine. And I think you'll be fine. But
okay,
that has to be, trust your intuition on that. You know, those are the opportunity windows. I know a lot of people are traveling here in Montana within the state because you've got the lowest COVID rate in the country. They're asking anybody who comes in from out of state to quarantine for 14 days once they get here or quarantine for 14 days before they get here so that they are clean and that we're not bringing, you know, because this is when everybody comes in from out of state for the summer and brings their diseases. So just go a little carefully with that.
What
don't take any unnecessary risks. I'm sorry?
If I were to go up to Colorado after July 13th, when would be the best time to return? Like August, September, before then?
To return?
Yes.
That's a good question, and I'm not going to make a choice because in August, end of August, beginning of September, a lot of the planets will be back where they were at the beginning of the epidemic.
Okay.
And I don't know if that means yet that the epidemic comes back into a full flare or if there was a nice quiet spell before it picks back up because it won't be until October, November that it's the some of the planets will be back where they were in March and April when it really got crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's going to have a little different effect on different people.
Right.
We
can see that the world is still dealing with it, but what that means, we can see that, you know, we're continuing to wrestle with the problems that began last year. But what that looks like depends so much on what people choose to do between now and then. You know, that's where free will and grace comes in.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all I can say is you look relatively healthy there. Take care of yourself and see if you and listen to your intuition about where it's safe to stop and how to go about it.
Okay.
Because your intuition is usually pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Okay? Good. Well, you take care and good luck on that.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
And we're seeing so many, you know, it's so hard to leave beloveds on the other side of the globe, you know, to not bring people in and take care of, you know, to go visit the ones we love. It's driving me nuts. My grandkids will be coming this summer, we hope, fingers crossed, if they feel safe enough to travel. And knowing my daughter, she will travel with, you know, Clorox. She's Virgo. Will drape the entire universe in Clorox wipes between here and there. But they know that we've already had COVID. Hmm? I'm sorry?
Yeah, she'll make it there.
Yeah.
With all the Clorox. And,
I think she will. But again, everybody, you know, I ended up getting stuck at an airport for 24 hours, which is when I caught COVID. So everybody has, and I had the feeling it wasn't, and I ignored my intuition. So I'm going to ask everybody to listen to their intuition and trust what they need to do about staying safe and staying healthy. Any last comments you want to make, Mark, within this? With the Gemini energy coming up, the last few days of Sun in Taurus, get your garden planted.
Try to use it to lighten up a little bit.
Yes. That's a wonderful
so
use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But don't get lax about staying safe.
Right. Absolutely. You feel like you have talked everything out and seen every movie. It's kind of we have to find our own mental stimulation. What can we learn together with our loved ones? What new conversation can we go into? What do we want to explore? What can we do with this time?
Yeah, that's actually, with all the Gemini energy, it's a good way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Is to think of things that are right around you.
Yes. Yes. It's all so important.
Yeah.
Well, you take care. I hope everybody does well, and we'll speak with you all next week.
Yeah, thank you all for listening and for calling in questions, and we'll keep being here on Monday.
And that's Mark Woltz, and this is Heather Rowan Robbins, and Ann Ortley is off for the week, and we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.